From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Refrigerators, air conditioners, ATMs. After Hurricane Ike battered the Texas coast, millions of people lost power and the conveniences that they take for granted. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Houston, crews are working furiously to restore power to the country's fourth largest city.
The Texas Power Rangers are on the job with a cavalry of work crews from across the country.
We're getting quite a few contractors in, and they're from all over the Southwest, all the way out as far as California.
David Burleson is a retired operations manager for CenterPoint Energy. He's working at a staging area here at the Sam Houston Racetrack, where trucks from all across the country are coming in to do their work. Utility trucks, tree trimming trucks, cell phone service repairmen. And it's Burleson's job to send out the crews to fix the power.
They're replacing poles, picking up wire, replacing transformers that are knocked down, stuff like that.
Officials at CenterPoint Energy, which services this area of Texas, say they're restoring power as quickly as they can, especially in critical places like hospitals. Floyd LeBlanc is vice president of corporate communications.
We recognize that electricity is not a luxury. It's essential in our lives today. And we are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get the power restored.
In the hardest hit areas, crews are out in boats or wading through swampy waters to get the power lines up and running again.
We got a pole snap. We got underground service. We're digging around the pole to find out which way the riser on the underground service is going so we can get to the PM, the primary mount box, and open up that and see what's inside there.
This entire pole has snapped in two. And it's, and it's lying over the street, dangling very close to where we are right now.
Correct.
Just down the street watching us is James Jones, who lives in the neighborhood. He says he's relieved to see the work crews.
Oh, it's wonderful because we've been without electricity ever since Friday night at 1:40. Well, yeah, I'd be glad when the light's on so I can really keep up with what's going on.
Jones says with power, he'll no longer have to throw away rotting food from his freezer and refrigerator. Other people will be able to keep their medicines cool. Street lights will work again. Stores and businesses can operate. Things will be able to finally start getting back to normal in this part of Texas. But as the lights go back on street by street, some people are becoming increasingly frustrated why some areas are back up, like downtown skyscrapers, and some remain darkened. Back at the Sam Houston Race Park staging area, the workers are shown a video warning them to be on the alert for poison ivy, poison oak, and more.
While not strictly a hazard, customers can be a bit testy during a prolonged outage. Our policy is to treat customers with respect.
As he directs the crews to crucial sites, David Burleson says they're working as fast as they can.
Well, they're getting it back every day, but you can't say everybody will have it back at a certain time because somebody's always going to be last, you know, like going through a red light.
In this part of Texas, the new rallying cry is power to the people. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Houston.